Welcome to the Real Estate Pros Podcast. Go to digitalmarketingessentials.com.au to learn about our popular upcoming digital marketing workshops and become the leading real estate authority in your local market. I'm Josh Cobb. Thanks for listening. This week marks our final episode of the podcast for 2016 and my last business trip for the year, my final plane ride home after 124 flights this year. I've been extremely fortunate to have met and worked with hundreds of agents around the country and abroad throughout 2016, and I know for many of you that it's been a huge year. For some, it's been a really tough market. Take Townsville in Queensland, for example. With up to 10% unemployment and a drop in property values, agents in Townsville have been doing it tough this year. Or Perth in Western Australia, where the downturn in mining has affected many markets as well. On the flip side, we're all aware of the growth of the Sydney market, or to a lesser extent, our other capital cities on the East Coast. It's been a tough 12 months for many agents around the country. But for others, it's simply been an extremely busy year with lots of listings and lots of personal achievements. Either way, I think everyone is really looking forward to a break over the Christmas period to spend time with their families. I know I am. In our travels more recently, the discussion among agents and teams during this quieter part of the year is around strategies for 2017, and many are in planning mode for the year ahead. From the discussions we've had with agents and business owners recently, we're seeing a number of common themes come up time and time again in boardrooms around the country. So with that, I'd like to share our thoughts on what will be the top three industry trends for 2017, our predictions, if you will. Prediction number one is that new business models will start to emerge. This year, we've seen the introduction of companies like Purple Bricks and others who claim to be a better alternative than a traditional real estate business. We've seen an increase in flat fee property management companies, whereby an agency charges the same dollar amount no matter how much rent a property receives, rather than a traditional model whereby a management fee is charged based on a percentage of rent collected. We're seeing more and more developers build highly efficient property management departments into their businesses instead of what they typically did, which was outsource managements to the local real estate agency. We've seen independent businesses merge together, and there's been a number of highly publicized acquisitions throughout 2016 as well. So if there's one thing that has emerged in 2016, more than any other year in our view, is that more and more people are questioning the traditional method of running a real estate business. Pressure on agent commissions and the cost of running a bricks and mortar real estate business is a very real threat to the industry. So our number one prediction for 2017 is that we'll likely see a number of new business models start to emerge here in Australia at various levels that will challenge traditional real estate businesses to rethink their business operations and their value proposition to the community in order to remain competitive, both in terms of increasing profit and being attractive to high performers. The valuable aspect of this, should our prediction come true, is that these new business models are being developed by the people already in our industry, and we couldn't think of anyone better to disrupt real estate than the people who know it best. That means you. Prediction number two, the rise of teams and consultants. While it isn't a new trend, we're seeing a lot more individual agents surrounding themselves with a team of highly skilled salespeople, marketers, and admin staff. This is a trend more likely to be found in our major cities, but nonetheless, it's a trend that is putting pressure on individual agents who have built a name for themselves in the local community and have done it all on their own. These agents are now, or soon will be, competing with teams of highly skilled real estate consultants. So our number two prediction for 2017 is that we'll likely see a rise in the amount of teams within a business rather than a team of individual agents running their own show. This could very well tie in with some of the emerging business models that we spoke about earlier. Prediction number three, the rise of strategic measured marketing. As real estate agents, we do a lot of stuff when it comes to marketing, whether it's letterbox drops, social media posts, sponsoring the local sports team, email alerts, signboards, door knocking, and the list goes on and on. The common misconception among real estate agents is that the louder you shout in those channels, the better that you'll eventually be heard. That may have been true 5 years ago, but today, it's not a strategy being applied in 2017 by many high-profile agents and teams that we've spoken to recently. More and more, we're seeing agents look at where they are spending their money and measuring the return on their investment. More and more agents are looking through the eyes of a business owner and making strategic decisions on where they spend their marketing dollars. On the last episode of the podcast, we shared a story with you about an agent who decided not to continue using Instagram as a marketing channel in 2017 because it had not delivered any measurable business outcomes for him and his team in the past 12 months. Not only that, his followers comprised of other agents who admired him or people who enjoyed looking at his properties but probably couldn't afford them. After diving into his analytics, he determined that the people most likely to employ him as an agent, for the most part, were not on Instagram. Therefore, he made the decision to focus his efforts on another channel with a different strategy in 2017, a channel where his potential clients spend their time, and it's not online. We're big fans of creating what's called a marketing not to-do list, whereby you list all of the marketing activities that you're currently performing and the channels you're using to promote your business. And if something isn't delivering a return on investment, or you can't measure if it is, then you need to give yourself permission to put that tactic or that task on your marketing not to-do list. So our number three prediction for 2017 is that we'll see more agents make strategic decisions on where they spend their marketing dollars to get the best return on investment. So what do you think? Which of these predictions are you ready for? Is there something more you think is coming in 2017? Are we completely off the mark with our predictions? Be sure to let us know. Send us an email to podcast@steps.com.au. And to all of you who have tuned into the podcast throughout 2016, we cannot thank you enough for your support and your feedback. We'll be back on air in January, ready for another year. But until then, from our family to yours, we wish you all a very happy and safe Christmas with your families and a very prosperous 2017. Thank you for listening to Real Estate Pros. Don't forget to visit digitalmarketingessentials.com.au and register for one of our upcoming workshops. I hope to see you there. Until next time, I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.